Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought.
Yeah, that's President Trump yesterday during this court, I guess, jury selection that'll go on indefinitely. It seems like we've got Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio who's been covering this up in the city. And Tanya, this could take a while, right?
Yeah, jury selection, I've been seeing estimates of 1 to 2 weeks. I guess it just depends on how quickly things move. I can't tell you, having done jury selection in Manhattan in that courthouse, it doesn't move super quick. The way that things are going to go is they started yesterday about mid-afternoon. They started court in the morning, but it took a while because there was a lot of like rulings and things they had to get through. I'll get to that in just a second. But the jury selection itself did begin mid-afternoon. I think they brought in a first batch of like 96 prospective jurors and swore them in. They asked them if they could be fair and impartial. That is, of course, the first to get asked. More than half of them said they could not, and they were immediately dismissed. Then they started individual questioning of the remaining prospective jurors. They had, you know, they ended up not choosing any of them at this point. There will be 12 jurors and 6 alternates, but it could take a bit to get all of those. Some of the other things that did happen yesterday prior to jury selection actually beginning that were kind of important. One of those was that the judge in the case there was a request from the Trump legal team that he recuse himself. He declined to do that. He will stay the judge. He also ruled that and this was kind of a win for the defense, the Access Hollywood tape will not be played in court. The description of it, you know, in words from it will be allowed. The jury just will not hear the former president's voice on the tape. The judge also made it very clear. He addressed the former president directly before they even brought those prospective jurors in and told him that, you know, any kind of behavior like sparring with him or storming out or anything like that that we've seen in his civil suits and civil trials before now, that will not fly in this courtroom. This is a criminal case. The judge made it clear that he could be sent to jail and prosecuted separately if he were to engage in such disruptive behavior, so to speak. He also told him that he has the right to be present at the trial, you know, to help in his defense. He said if he disrupts those proceedings in any way, he can forfeit that right and be removed. And if he fails to show up, they will issue a warrant for his arrest. And the former president nodded and said, yes, okay, I understand that.
So Tanya, is it true then what Trump said, that this judge might not let him attend his son's own graduation?
The judge hasn't ruled on that yet. There was the graduation, the question that came up. There was, a question about, can he attend Supreme Court arguments? I don't think there was a ruling on either. I know there wasn't a ruling on the graduation part. I don't think he gave an answer on the Supreme Court stuff yet. No, I think he denied that one. That's the arguments at the Supreme Court about presidential immunity. I'm sorry, yeah. there's a lot of details to keep track of. So I'm making, you should see the notes. but yeah, that's kind of the long and the short of what happened yesterday. Of course, the former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts in this case. The jury selection will continue today, and we'll see if they, actually manage to get any today.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Tanya J. Powers, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah,
thanks.
Talk to you soon. Good to get her take from covering that. Listen to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is British, and he is stunned at what's going on, at the stupidity of the left in bringing this case. Listen.
One of the most pathetic, petty, self-harming acts of political suicide I've ever witnessed. Donald Trump should go to his son's graduation. Right?
Ooh.
Go to the graduation. Honestly, if you're watching President Trump, just go to the graduation. Every parent in America, whether they like you or hate you, will go, yeah, I'd have done that too. Because this case is utterly ridiculous.
It's funny he says that, because I think that the crazy lefties who can't stand Donald Trump will fault him for that. I really do. Because they, no matter what he does, they hate him for it.
Well, I know. They've all got Trump derangement syndrome.
But I agree. Whether the judge says you can or not, I would say absolutely go. Family first. Yeah.
Lock me up, USOB. That's exactly what Donald Trump needs to say to him. And he will guarantee his election, if it's not already almost guaranteed.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.